Do you love your TV? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think in many ways, television is better than ever. Television sets, however, have become very annoying. Old analog TVs displayed a crude picture, it's true, but at least they were simple. You had rabbit ears, a wall plug, you twist the dial, within a minute you're watching a show. Today, you need at least two remotes, the one that came with the set and the one for the box from the cable company. But why is it that every TV set needs a separate box to work? If the parts inside this box are so crucial, why don't they just put them in the TV set to begin with? I have friends who need seven active remotes just to watch Seinfeld reruns. I don't mean to be overly critical. I mean, the new smart TVs have a beautiful picture, and they don't have to warm up like the old TVs with vacuum tubes. Except, the smart TVs have so much to think about, apparently, that they take just as long to come on as the old ones did. And they have an attitude. They sometimes demand a password. Sometimes they want money, in addition to what you just paid for the TV and what you pay every month for cable and electricity. But now, Apple is reported to be almost ready to unveil its iTV, one of the last projects Steve Jobs worked on. In fact, right before he died, he told his biographer, in his cryptic way, that he'd figured it out, how to remake TV. For example, instead of a basket full of remotes, the iTV would let you control it without any remote. You would just wave your hand while wearing a special ring. That sounds exactly like what Steve Jobs would do. Make a TV so appealing, we don't just want to watch it. We want to marry it. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.